This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw yesterday where Amazon's looking to strike by Black Friday.
Wait.
Amazon.
I understand. Can I just tell you, there is no such a thing as Black Friday. It's Black Month.
Yeah. I agree with you. I got a couple of takes on this, though. Black Friday is coming up this Friday, right? Amazon's threatening to strike. And they said the strike will last through Cyber Monday, okay?
Okay.
Which is a week from yesterday, okay? Their timing's a little bit off. Because Amazon, you're not delivering stuff until after the fact. They're only ordering on Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday. So you're still delivering the packages next week. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
So the timing's a little
long. Is it the drivers or is it what?
It's the delivery people.
The delivery people.
Yeah, delivery people. But I was thinking yesterday, Jamie, you and I here at this job that we have, we don't have like a specific time of the year where we could go on strike and it really affect them. Do you know? See what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, for example, out in Vegas, the culinary people and the bartenders were going to strike right before F1. Remember?
Right. I do.
They had the perfect setup. Amazon got the perfect setup. Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up.
Yeah.
You and I, the only thing we have is like Children's Miracle Network, and that would look really bad on us.
Yeah, that would.
Kids with IVs, we go on strike, right, that would look good.
That would be bad. That would absolutely be bad. That's true.
But we don't have that date that we could throw in there that we could really stick it to the boss.
So what? Why are they going on strike?
They want better conditions.
Oh, gotcha.
Better pay. You know, the whole works.
But I guess it's in 20 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I could throw a monkey wrench in things.
But my girlfriend just posted, like, she literally said, Black Friday lasts for 2 months. And she's not wrong. There is no Black Friday anymore. I mean, they've completely ruined it.
It's been gone for years.
Yeah, it has been. And we bitch about it every year.
Yep.
But it seems like they don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody even pays any attention anymore.
No.
I really don't. I think it's gone.
Good old days, man.
I think that advertising uses it because they think it's a hook right now. But nobody pays attention to it. You don't have anybody getting up at 4:30 in the morning and showing up at a store, standing in line for the most part.
It's gone.
Not like they used to.
None of our little children will know the joys of Black Friday. Here's some other things that are also now going to be gone from their existence, like Black Friday. One of them is, let's see here. It says, nope, that's it. None. Alarm clocks are going to be gone. Complete.
Huh.
And they can't do that to us. And I'll tell you why. Because I was in a hotel one time and my phone died and I didn't have a charger with me.
Yeah.
And I mean, yes, I called the front desk and had them, but I never trust them. And I had to set the old fashioned alarm clock.
Either that or like you put an Alexa in so we can actually just set our own.
Yeah, but if the power goes out.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the power goes out, because I've had the power go out where you can't charge your phone.
I would guess a lot of people don't even know how to set the alarm on a clock.
I bet you're right. Yeah. I bet you're right.
That's a little complicated.
Probably. Yeah. Gen Z for sure doesn't.
I don't think a lot of people would know it right now.
The other thing that will be obsolete, okay, are greeting cards.
Yeah.
But
it's all electronic.
I love the Hallmark store.
Yeah.
The gold one.
We might get 2 cards a year.
I remember when I was little, my mom had them all around the door.
Yeah.
You know, the door frame.
We did it too.
All the neighbors sent them and everything, and now they're just.
My sister sends a card.
Yeah.
She's still stuck in, you know, 1970. But she sends a card, and one other person, but I can't remember who it is. Somebody else sends a card too, but that's it. That's all we get anymore.
Well, I get a couple of friends that send them, and they tell us all about their family.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are those called?
An entire letter,
It's like the Christmas letter?
It's the update.
Yeah.
The yearly update.
Yeah, you get the update. Yeah.
And it's all lies.
Uh-huh. Well, I definitely would do that exaggerated. Too. You know, if I've got a 16-year-old that's in jail, I'm not going to put that in my letter. I'm going to tell you how he just got accepted at Yale.
Yeah, right? You know? I mean, it's all
Yale,
I read
jail,
about
it rhymes.
Whole family. First of all, I'm like, I don't care, and I don't know why you're so narcissistic to think I care, right?
I've never done that, and I've never received one.
Oh, I've never received an update
on the family. I've hear about them, but I've never received one.
A lot of people from Illinois still send them out.
I guess that wasn't a Middle Tennessee thing.
I think it's a farmer thing, you know?
Like, maybe.
Yeah, you know, Doug, he just ended the wheat crop. The other thing, can openers will be obsolete because everything's going to be pull tab.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds
I could see that.
Right? Gas-powered cars will be obsolete.
I don't know about that. I don't agree with that.
Well, we didn't think Tesla was going to ever be what they are now. And if you think about it, remember, all the lawn equipment is going battery. They have to go battery
but
soon.
But cars?
Cars are not going away.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people are moving away from their EV programs.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. Business cards. Yeah. That makes sense.
There's a lot of the cans that you buy that you still have to have a can opener.
No, I know, but they're going to be future. It'll be obsolete in the future. That's what they're saying, is that the way the manufacturers are making them, it's so much easier for a pull can for people like with arthritis and stuff. And so it's going to be business cards are going to be obsolete.
Agreed.
Right? Yep. Somebody said you guys with AI.
Wow.
Obsolete. You're not wrong. We just didn't want to say it.
Right. Here's what I don't get. I don't get how older people without the use of smartphones, like I know some people have that. Older people have jitterbug or whatever. When we were in California, the whole parking system, and I know they have it in Cherry Creek too, the parking system with the app and scanning it and all that. How do people park, older people park?
My dad wouldn't be able to. He literally has a flip phone. That's all he has. Yeah, so he would be screwed. He would have to find somebody to help him.
That's what I was saying, because when we pulled in the Cherry Creek parking garage, even, you know, it's all whatever, QR code. And I looked at my girlfriend's, I'm like, I feel bad for older people.
Yeah, dude, they're just like lost in time, basically.
Yeah, because they don't have like, they think that they're just going to get that little receipt and like there'll be an attendant. There's no attendant.
No.
You have to pay on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have no idea. Like, they're probably just like, I'm not going anywhere.
I think they just park.
Yeah.
They just get out
and forget about it. Yeah.
Just park.
My dad just kind of sticks to his little area and he doesn't go pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's intimidating, I'm
it
sure.
Is, yeah.
Throws you off.
It does. So anyway, so all the parking things will just be QR codes now. No checkbooks, obviously, and no physical receipts, and no cash registers.
I got to write a check today.
You do?
Yeah.
I wrote a check what was it for? And I got so nervous. I took two. Oh, it's for my roofer.
Yeah.
He only took a check. Yeah. And I got so nervous writing it because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, I took two with me over to Bud's because I was meeting him at Bud's because I was worried I'd screw up the first one.
I have a contractor and he wants a check today.
Yeah.
I asked him about Venmo. No, I don't know. I don't think so. I want a check. Oh. And I'm like, okay.
Listen, you're going to panic. It's so scary to write one again.
I gotta find a check.
I know.
That's the first move.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I got a check.
I know.
I gotta find one today.
I was like, and... No. Oh my God, I don't remember.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.